He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and 100% in living color from our Prescott, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 543. Interesting show for you today. I have a gadget that I love. The gadget's good. The software, not so good, but I still use it, and I'll tell you what I use it for. So without further ado, let us go on to that web page, which will be right there. And well, we already know that we're on show 543. This is what our web page, of course, looks like. And actually, while I'm on the page, you know, if you want to get the newsletter, subscribe to the podcast. But if you want to get the show notes, this is where you're going to do that. You're going to click right here to subscribe, and you will get the show notes. They do come out every Thursday night. So in case you were wondering how you get the show notes, that's how you do it. So right here is our gadget of the day. This is made by a company called PNY, and they make all kinds of different types of devices, both consumer and professional gaming devices, things like that. But today we're going to take a look at this Duolink iOS USB 3.0 flash drive. Now, this comes in a variety of configurations. I happen to have the 128 gig device. You can get a 64, and also this is available for the Android operating system too. It's a different device, but if you look at this device, you'll see that it's a small device that will fit in your pocket, and you'll notice one end here has the lightning cable to be compatible with the iOS, your Apple products. Doesn't matter whether it's a phone or an iPad, it will still work. And then, of course, the other end is a USB connector, and inside here is 128 gigs of storage. This device will stretch out long. It has a little connector here. We'll take a peek at that. And this is basically what it looks like. If you had the Android version, instead of this being a lightning cable there, it would be the small micro USB cable. So essentially what you can do with this is plug the lightning cable end into your device, whether it's an iPhone or an iPad. And there is software that you would load onto your iPhone or iPad, and it will allow you to back up your contacts, to back up the entire contents of your phone, including your contacts and your pictures. It will do that. It will store it there. Again, it doesn't matter what device you hook it up to. And then what you're able to do is to take this device and then plug the USB portion back into your computer and transfer all your images either way. So if you have them here on your hard drive, you can push them up to here, or if you have them here, you could push them back from there. Or if you back it up onto this device, you don't need your phone at all, you just plug this into the USB and it acts as a storage device. So what this is for is it will sync and share your digital content between your iPhone, your iPad, your Mac, or your PC. I use the PC. It will also download and store your videos, your photos, the music, and all those things directly to the device, the Duolink. This is what I like about it. It will back up your contents and digital content automatically or manually on the Duolink. You can set the software up to automatically back up your phone. That's a very handy thing to have, trust me, especially if you lose the phone. What I like about this, one of the things I like about it, is you're able to use it as a little charging wire. So if you travel and have this in your pocket, one, you're going to have a backup of your phone. God forbid you should lose it. And two, if you need a charging cable real quick, there you go. This will also charge. Another nice thing about this is, and this is why I got the 128 gigabyte, is that I can actually back off some of my photos, which take up the most room, and just store them here on the Duolink and then transfer them to either the cloud or another hard drive. And the other thing that's excellent about this is you're able to access and stream your digital content anywhere, anytime, directly from the Duolink. And I can do that, but I don't love it for that. So this is going to go on and show you a little bit more about the device. What I think we'll actually do now is let's take a peek at the device itself. So here it is. It's very small. Again, available for the iOS. You got to specify whether you want one for the iOS or the Android system. There's a little clip here. It's just a plastic clip that holds these two wires together. Actually, it's one wire. One end's a USB, and one end, obviously, is the Lightning cable. And that's pretty much all there is to it. Now, what I use this for, primarily, one, as I said, is backup. But two, if I am flying on a plane and I want to look at some spreadsheets, or more likely a movie. I can load several movies on here, up to 128 gigabytes, because that's the capacity of this. And I don't have to stream anything. I don't have to bring another wireless transmitter and a hard drive, although I do that all the time. But if you just want something that's real quick, like if you have kids or you're traveling with someone and they want to watch a movie, put all your stuff on this. They just plug this directly into the phone or the iPad, and boom, away you go. So it's very handy for that. It doesn't take up any space, and this is primarily what I use it for. And then there are many times where I will use this just for its charging capability. As I said, it does come with an app. The app will let you access all the files that you store on this, and add some, delete some. You can transfer files either way. So if you put this on your PC or your Mac and you have a bunch of movies or whatever it is you want, you put it on this stick, if you will. And then when you plug the other end into the phone, whatever kind of phone you have, you'll be able to access that and see that data immediately. So it's a very handy device. Let's go back here and take a peek at some of the other things that I think are important to know. I got mine from Amazon. It's not that expensive. This particular device, at least at the moment, is selling for a grand total of $45.99 for the 128 gigabyte. If you want the 64, it's $45. I'm sorry, it's $29. And say $30, so it's not quite double the price for the 128. If you were going to get one, I would definitely get the larger one, the 128, because you will absolutely use that space up. So that's pretty much it. Very handy. Again, you can use the software. I don't like the software. I find it very kludgy. The software is free. It's called Duolink, and it lets you do some interesting things. Another thing that it will let you do is if you take photographs, you can set this up so instead of landing on the phone, it will go directly into the actual stick itself, to the device, to the Duolink device. So that is definitely kind of handy. And again, pretty much depends on what you want to do with this device as to the application. But for me, having the ability to just stick a couple movies on this, or spreadsheets or PDF magazines, whatever it is I want to do, and just plug it into the device, it's just neat and easy, and I like easy peasy for sure. So clever device, been around for a long while. They've come a long way. They used to be really garbage, you know, the way they would make them. Now they're significantly better, and hopefully they'll work on the software and get that to be more first class, at least in my opinion. But if you want a quick backup, this will do it. If you want to store some files to transfer wherever, which way, or bring along with you when you travel, it will do it. And certainly it's a great little charging cord. You don't get much space, but in a pinch, this has saved my butt more than once. So all that's good. All right, let's take a look at some other stuff today. I have some interesting apps for you, and an interesting page I came across on CNET. I love CNET. I've been looking at them pretty much from the day they came out. But this week, I'll put this in the show notes. They kind of sort of compare the streaming sites if you want to cut the cord. And oddly enough, they pick a YouTube for the best and Sling for the second best. And they have the prices, and they have they detail out exactly why you would want to use one opposed to the other. So, you know, this one shows you the Sling at $35. TV Blue may cost $10 more than Philo, but it has better channels. So There are still a bunch of things to choose from with this, but there's none that to me rings out as the best. But this is a nice little page, and you can make your own comparisons. Okay, our next app of the day is an insane app. It's actually a page that you go on to your website, to this website, and check it out. It's called 10 Minute Mail. Now, you're wondering, what the hell is 10 Minute Mail? Well, did you ever want to subscribe to a newsletter or get a free checklist or whatever it is on the internet, and you really don't want to give out your email? Why? Because you're going to get all kinds of spam. Let's face it, you put your email in, you're going to get this or that, but you're also going to get a ton of stuff you never imagined. I mean, tons of stuff. So this particular page on the internet called 10 Minute Mail, what this is going to do is it's actually going to let you check out a free email address, and you've got 10 minutes to use it. And that's why this clock right here starts up. So if you want to get 10 more minutes, you just click in and it will go back to 10 minutes. But there's your address. There's your new email address. So you'd copy and paste this to the URL or to wherever the form is asking you for an email address. And it's going to take that email address. And then when it sends you back something, it will send it back here to your email address. So it's kind of neat. And in 10 minutes, boom, it's gone. So it's kind of like a burner email, but totally free, totally clever. A word of caution here. I mean, this works. I've used it. It's fine. But if you're going to go for any of these other services, be very careful because they will charge you, and it's not too clear sometimes what you get. And also sometimes what you get isn't the best, but this is okay to use. I have used it. And if you want a burner email, as I call it, this is a great place to check out. And it's always a different email every time that you log on, and very handy for sure. All right, let's check out some other apps. Today we have kind of a mishmash of apps for your phones. This is called Mobile 9 APK. And of course, whenever you see the APK download, you know immediately that it is for the Android operating system. This is a nice app. It's going to give you a ton of free ringtones and a ton of wallpapers. By the way, Mobile 9 is what it's called. It's also available on the iOS operating system. All the apps today are available on both platforms. Now, another site that is really handy, this one is only primarily for the iTunes, or I'm sorry, for the iPhone, but you can record these sounds when you download it, and of course, you can just upload them to your Android operating system. But this is neat because if you click it, it's going to actually play the tone that you selected. So if it's English music ringtones or theme songs, and they have the Spider-Man theme song and all kinds of things that you just decide what you want. You click on it here, you play it, and boom, if you like it, it's yours. Totally free, and there are a ton of things to choose from, and it's kind of fun. So check that one out. I get asked this frequently about, where can I get free prints? Is there such a place? Well, it's a gimmick, but yeah, you can get free prints. You're only going to pay for the shipping. I have used these dudes, Free Prints, Print Photos Free. You download the app on your phone, and it's kind of neat. You got to read it. It says free, get 1,000 4x6 photo prints a year, and that is actually true. Get the photos from your phone or social media. It's fast. You check the size that you want, and bada boom, bada bang. But you are going to pay for the shipping, and by the time you get done paying for the shipping, you can just pay the same price pretty much and go to CVS or Walgreens, especially when they're on the sale. But if you want just a quick, fast way on your phone to check off a couple prints that you want, click the button, and boom, they'll be mailed right to your house. So that's nice. I had three requests in the last 3 weeks, one a week, for police scanner apps, and I've reviewed this a couple times. Here's the ones that I like and the ones that I use. Again, these are available on both platforms. This one is called Scanner Radio, and this will give you both fire and police. It's totally free. You can add in-app purchases if you want, but this will give you over 7,000 fire and police and weather and amateur radio repeaters. You'll also get marine and air traffic. So if you live near the ocean, this is a cool app to select. Now, the one that I use the most and the one that I think is the best, in my opinion, is this Broadcastify police scanner. This is awesome. This is the world's largest source of scanning communication and streams. It has a lot of stuff on this. This gives you 6,700 police, fire, and EMS, aviation, rail, marine, amateur streams. What I like about this is you could search by name, by location. It will also show you feeds near you. So if you live in a particular area and you want to see all the feeds that you could listen to that are local to you, you click a button, it will do that. You can make a favorites list. What's nice about this is it will push a notification. It will actually text you or give you a banner and say, hey, something's going down in Scottsdale, Arizona, and you'll be able to tune into that immediately. It's real-time statistics, so you can see how many hundreds or thousands of people, and sometimes I've seen 30, 40,000 people on one channel. It's kind of nice, and this is the one that I really enjoy and really like, so check that out. Now, another one that I do like, I find this to be a tad slow, but it is a nice app. It's called Police Scanner Plus. And again, a lot of these are going to have in-app purchases where you can add more things to the list of functionality, if you will. This is really nice because what this does that others don't, this will let you listen to all kinds of radio stations too, which is nice. So you'll be able to listen to tens of thousands of live air traffic controllers, which is kind of fun, police, fire, EMS, railroad, and other frequencies that are all over the world, opposed to some of the other ones that don't let you receive all over the world. Listen to the largest collection of police, fire, EMS, airports, comedy, talk, and music stations. That's over 40,000 stations, all available for free. And yikes. Now, what makes this app real popular is that it was the app that was shown in the movie The Amazing Spider-Man. So this is the app that they actually used. But this is probably pound for pound the best app that's out there if you want to listen to police and things of that nature, public frequencies. This is a real, real nice app. Now, moving right along, another app here that is now free, and I don't know how long it's going to be free, available for both platforms. It's called Manual Camera Professional. This will actually let your phone act, okay, as a DSLR, a digital single reflex camera. So you have total control over things like ISO, shutter speed, exposure, focus, just like a professional camera. This is a great app. It's usually $5. For whatever reason, this week, and I don't know how long it's going to last, it's free, as everything is free here. All right, excuse me. I still have some effects of COVID. I still have that cough. This is a nice, fun app. Your kids will love this. You'll love this. It's called Cartoon Sound Effects, available on both platforms. Just tap what you want. You're going to get that fun cartoon sound effect and a ton of other cool effects. It's really nice for sprucing up my broadcast, which I should do, and it will make your friends laugh. There's no internet needed, and there's no ads. It's just download to your heart's content. Very, very nice. This next app is a must-have. Grab this while it's free. I've never seen this free. It's been free now for about 2 weeks. It's called PDF Max Pro. This will allow you to fill in PDF forms and annotate them. It's all new. This new PDF Max for Macs, a companion of the PDF Pro Max for the iOS. If you want a PDF reader, period, this is one of the ones to consider because it allows you to fill in pretty much anything that needs to be filled in on the phone or your iPad. It's very nice. Check this out. And now I bring you Video Edit. This is a handy video editor. This is free for the time being. Again, one of those crazy apps. This is a quick app to use if you want to edit something fast. You're able to create all kinds of special effects, blur video, collages. You're able to add in all kinds of audios real easy. You can trim. You can do chroma key, erase, particle, effects, sticks, painters, stickers, painters, zoom, rotate, compress, pretty much anything that you can imagine this app will do. And the killer is, I can't believe it's actually free. So definitely get the show notes. I went through a lot of stuff today. I think you'll enjoy at least one or two of these free apps. Sometimes they just do that to create publicity that the app is free. Everybody logs in and they keep it free for like 2 or 3 days. And then they charge again. And some people say, what the hell, I'll just buy it. So that's why some of these apps are free and they typically cost money. So that, folks, is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I am here in Prescott for the week, and it's a good thing. I have a ton of work to do here, and I'm finally ready, probably tomorrow, to get all my wires wrapped up and threaded around the desk here, and hopefully by the next time we do a show here in Prescott, I'll have a nice studio, and I won't be figuring out where everything is, and that will be nice. So thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor!